Welcome to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana.
Watford for the win! Yes! Yes! Unbelievable!
Your daily home for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Welcome to Indiana basketball.
Smart takes the shot! And the Hoosiers with 3 seconds. Go ahead.
Indiana wins the championship. Keith Smart is the hero.
When my time on earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my
Now here's your host, Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana. What I feel is the pinnacle, the absolute pinnacle of all of college basketball.
And we're underway, a Thursday edition of the Hoosier Report, the second evaluation window for college coaches. It began yesterday at 5 o'clock. There have been multiple spottings, so to say, of IU coach Archie Miller, some of the assistant coaches out and about on the road. There are some other tournaments that get underway today as well. So we'll find out more and can almost at this point predict where these coaches will be and who they will be tracking, because especially when it comes to the 2019 guys, a number of guys out there that Indiana is involved with, but we kind of know the pecking order somewhat, I think, and we'll talk about that some today. Also, another hype video out from the IU basketball social media people. Another job well done. This is an actual scrimmage that the team had. I'm assuming here over the last few days. This was about a two-minute video clip, and it shows some highlights. A lot of highlights of the freshmen. A lot of focus on Juwan Morgan and the team getting up and down the floor. Romeo Langford with some buckets in this highlight video, and probably the thing that you'll like the most at the end of the video as it fades to the Indiana logo in cursive writing. It's got Romeo Langford with a big smile on his face after he just drained a three-pointer. So check that out if you haven't seen it. It's those kind of little things helping everybody get through this off-season process in the middle of July with the season still quite a bit of ways away. But those are a couple things out there. Obviously, we'll be talking about both of those things and more today here on a Thursday edition of the program. Don't forget, we're live at 11 o'clock. You can catch the replay most days here on the Big X at 3 p.m. And we're always available as a podcast as well. We're on SoundCloud. Just go to soundcloud.com and search The Hoosier Report. Same thing on Apple Podcast, and it's a great way to connect with the show. If you miss a segment, you miss a full show, you want to listen to us while you're working, whatever the situation is, we appreciate all the podcast hits that we've been getting the last couple weeks. Especially, our numbers have really been looking good, and we appreciate you guys clicking on, whether it's live on the Big X or after the thought on the radio. Appreciate you being with us, no question about that. Let's take a look at the guest lineup today, presented by Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Joining us on this Thursday program, once we get through some headlines and news of the day here in the first segment, joining me in segment number two will be Alex Bozich of Inside the Hall. Our chat with Alex each week is presented by CC Power Sports, and of course, a lot of the things I mentioned at the top of the show, the recruiting window opening up yesterday, where the coaches were at, who played well in the first evening of games, what else is going on this weekend, all of that. We'll talk some about the video, the highlight video that I mentioned, and other things. All IU basketball, always plenty to talk about, and Alex is one of my favorite segments each week when he joins us. He is all over IU hoops, and he joins us here in just a little bit to talk the very latest with IU basketball. So stay with us coming up for that, presented by CC Power Sports. Also, later in the program, on Thursdays, normally I get the chance to be joined by my great friend Lee Kelly. He is out today, but we're still going to continue our early preview of high school football. And today we have New Albany football coach Steve Cooley. He will join us later in the show. His team actually has a big scrimmage against East St. Louis from Illinois. They're like a powerhouse in high school football. And I believe New Albany is up in Indianapolis getting ready to do some stuff today. And he's going to join us just before that scrimmage game. So we'll get a chance to hear from Coach Cooley a little bit later. We've had Coach Gleason from Jeffersonville on. We've had a few other football coaches as well with us over the last couple weeks. That will continue every Thursday. And don't forget, coming up in August, early August, we have the Zaxby's High School football kickoff show. It'll kind of be the culmination of all of our preseason interviews with the coaches. We'll get them all together. We'll get the top players together, get some Zaxby's food together for them, and we'll have a night of football talk at Zaxby's New Albany location. We'll have more details on that program coming up soon. That's the guest lineup today presented by Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Mention the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. You'll get $1 off your box lunch. Again, Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Let's take a look at some Hoosier headlines, a summary of the day's top IU and Southern Indiana sports news. The headlines each day are presented by Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. I mentioned the video. That obviously is a big deal for fans to get a look at. I mentioned that Romeo is included, the big smile after hitting the three-pointer at the end of the video. So we've covered that. It's time now to talk about the recruiting window that started yesterday. There are 3 5-day windows as it stands right now in July that Division I coaches can be on the road. Now, mixed in with all of our updates this month about who IU's looking at, how those targets are playing, and where the coaches have been at, has been a lot of discussion, including a great one, if you missed it yesterday, with Jeff Rabjohns, about what the future could look like and potentially how bad it could be, or at least the bad thoughts that college coaches are sharing with Jeff and others. There have been plenty of media reports about it when people have been out at some of the events like the Peach Jam. A lot of negative comments coming out of that event about the future. Now, obviously not about the Peach Jam. It was great. But those type of events may no longer be certified, and there could be a regional type combines, and then that would lead to a final camp for the best of the best in the country. But Jeff had a great discussion on why that may or may not be a good thing. So go back and check that out on the podcast if you didn't get a chance to hear it. But I do want to focus in on this second window. There are events running this window everywhere. Now, last week there were a lot of events as well, but only three really mattered as far as the Division I best of the best mid-major level players and above. That was the Peach Jam by Nike, the Adidas Gauntlet Finals up in New York, and the Under Armour Circuit Finals in Atlanta. Those were the three big ones. This period, you've got a tournament running right now, games as we speak, just across the river at the Kentucky Fair and Exhibition Center. That's the All-In Hoop Fest. There's a number of college prospects there. I don't know that there's anybody that's a high major level prospect. I don't know that there's anybody there that Indiana would be interested in, or a Big Ten school perhaps. Probably more so likely to see some good young talent at a tournament like that. But even where the big guys are at, the big-time players, there aren't one or two or three centralized locations like there were in the first window. Coaches are spread out everywhere. In fact, IU coaches yesterday were spotted out west at an Adidas Summer Championship event. They were also spotted up in Wisconsin at the NY2LA Summer Jam that takes place, and I'll tell you about some of the prospects and who was watching who here in just a moment. But that kind of example that I'm telling you from the first window a week ago to how spread out things are now, that's kind of another reason that this is so important. I mean, those shoe companies have the ability to get the best of the best together. The team's standings are kept. There's pride on the line. There's rivalries between some of the teams. And if that all goes away and it goes to a strictly evaluation at a camp format where players are doing individual stuff, which is great to go through skill work, and coaches, I'm sure, can get a lot from that. But when they get to the game portion, you're going to have some up-and-down game activity, obviously, if you're going to get evaluated. You're going to be playing with people that you might know one or two guys, but you may have never played with anybody on the roster. The coach may be a college coach, a high school coach, who knows, and he might be very qualified, but has he coached that team? Is there a rapport? Are there relationships? You'll find out, even as this month goes on, with this second window now, the third window's a little better because Vegas and Orlando are the two hot spots, but it'll make you appreciate, even this month now, the way it's set up, it'll make you appreciate how good those shoe events are, even if you're not there, even if you're just following it. It's easier to follow and track everything that's going on. So that's kind of been an interesting sidebar discussion. But back to this second window, yesterday at Wisconsin, actually in Milwaukee, that's the NY2LA Summer Jam. number of players there playing in that event that IU is interested in, including a couple of younger guys. Also, Archie Miller was spotted out west. He was at the Adidas Summer Championships. They are taking place over this window in Orange County, California. A team of note that Archie took in last night was the D1 Minnesota team. They have Matthew Hurt and Zeke Njai on that team that Indiana is both very interested in. Also at that Adidas Summer Championships event is the Indiana Elite 16 and under team, guys that are going to be juniors for the next high school basketball season, players like Anthony Leal and Trey Galloway, some of the top players in that class in Indiana. Also, Trey Coleman of Jeffersonville, he plays on that Indiana Elite team as well. So that's an early look at where some of the coaches have been so far. Later today, up in Grand Rapids, there's the tournament that the Indy Heat team with Trace Jackson Davis and Keon Brooks and Isaiah Stewart. We've had Coach Delaney on a couple times this month already. They begin play today up in Grand Rapids. And so with that, obviously, as Jeff told us yesterday, IU coaches, to his knowledge, going back to the spring evaluation periods, have not missed a single game that team has played with Trace and Keon and others in action. So obviously no one expects that to change and that Indiana would have a representative of its coaching staff, if not Archie Miller, at some point today or later this weekend at the event in Grand Rapids. So that's kind of an overview as we head into day two. And again, we head into day two. It's not like the games are just played in the evening. As I mentioned yesterday, talking with Jeff Rabjohns, these deals are all day long. A lot of times the games start as early as 8 o'clock. They might have a rule now that a game can't start after 9:30 if it's an NCAA-sanctioned or certified event, but that still would mean that you don't get out of the gym a lot of nights until 11 o'clock. So it's wall-to-wall recruiting, wall-to-wall networking, wall-to-wall positioning. If you're a coach, to be seen by players and make sure that they know that you're there, and that's what's going on now. And there's one more period of this that will take place again later this month. We'll touch on this stuff as well with Alex Bozich when he joins us a little bit later in the program. One other note, NCAA.com has really been kind of boosting up its own coverage of the game of college basketball. There was a story published with 13 college basketball players you'll be hearing about in March. And now this is just one person's opinion, but Romeo Langford, a name on that list of 13, the freshman guard at Indiana. Here's what it says about him. Here's why you'll hear about him according to this story. Quote, with a 16-15 record in 2018, Indiana missed the NCAA tournament for multiple seasons in a row for just the third time since 1973. Langford, one of the most highly touted players in this year's freshman class, will play a major role in the Hoosiers' push to play meaningful games in March once again. Indiana ranked 92nd nationally in offensive efficiency last season per KenPom.com, and the 6'5 Langford should provide an immediate boost to the team's play on that end of the floor, end quote. Again, we're talking about Romeo Langford, an incoming freshman on a list of 13 college basketball players they predict you'll hear about in March, joining some of the top players in the country. Some are not incoming freshmen. Some are returning players. Some were guys that had their names for momentarily in the NBA draft. That's the type of player that Romeo Langford, the type of attention that he's getting. This isn't high school basketball anymore. This isn't just some local guys talking about him. I mean, even on a national level in the college basketball world, he is thought of as a game changer as he heads into his freshman season of play. Also a note, yesterday I saw Tom Crean's salary at Georgia was released with some other salaries, obviously, from the entire university, and he's going to be making about $3.2 million a year in that role. Just kind of an interesting note as we track what he's up to nowadays. And an IU baseball note, this one has kind of been rumored. I've heard lots of chatter about it, but no official announcement was made until yesterday afternoon, and that is that IU baseball coach Jeff Mercer has named Scott Rowland of Jasper to his staff. Rowland is going to serve as the director of player development for IU baseball, and obviously Rowland had a great major league career and is an absolute legend coming out of Jasper, Indiana. Not only was he a stud baseball player, but he was great at basketball as well. Probably could have played basketball at a very high level in college. I don't think there's any question about that. No question that Mercer has put together a staff that with parents and recruits should resonate very well. You'll remember Dan Hild, who is a big guy in Indiana travel baseball. He was hired to the staff, one of the first appointments by Coach Mercer when he took over the program. Now Roland, who had been rumored to take this job for a number of weeks, is official. I can't see a situation where some of these hires don't pan out to be good, especially from a recruiting perspective. And Indiana, I haven't said much about this on the show, but there have been a number of decommits from the baseball program since Jeff Mercer took over. Now, there could be a number of reasons for that, and some of it could be welcomed. And just because someone decommits when a new coach comes doesn't mean that the recruiting from that school they decommitted from won't continue and that they still might eventually end up there. But a number of decommits, in fact, some of those decommits have committed to the University of Louisville. There was a connection between the previous staff at Indiana with Chris Lemonis and, of course, manager at U of L, Dan McDonald. But now that there's no connection, I'm sure a lot of those guys were going after and aware of similar players. So that has been interesting. And also interesting is the hire of Scott Rowland to the IU baseball staff. Good to see an Indiana name, a Southern Indiana name, take a prominent role on the new IU baseball coaches staff. And we'll continue to watch that and see if they can get this off-season momentum early that a new coach only has when he's fresh on the job to build a reputation and to build some momentum and see if Indiana baseball's success that Chris Lemonis and staff had can be continued under this new staff, this new administration. That's a look at the headlines for this Thursday edition of the program. The headlines are presented by Hoopsters Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. Hoopsters is your hometown sports grill where hometown fans watch hometown teams play. Hoopsters was voted as best sports bar and best place to watch sports by the News and Tribune's Reader's Choice Awards. Hoopsters in Jeffersonville, where fun happens. We'll head to a commercial break. We'll come back with Alex Bozich, talk some IU basketball, where Archie Miller was at last night, where the coaches might be at today, and much more presented by CC Power Sports after this on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with. Now just sit there or leave. I don't give a f*** what you do. Now, back to the game.
Here's Matt Dennison.
And we're back. Alex Bozich of Inside the Hall is always with us Thursdays here on the Hoosier Report. And our segment with Alex is presented by CC Power Sports with two locations serving Indiana and Kentucky. One is in Clarksville. That's the mothership store, so to speak. They carry Indian, Victory, Slingshot, Polaris, Can-Am, Sea-Doo, Honda, KTM, Yamaha, Kawasaki, and Suzuki. Also, the Louisville store right off of Interstate 65 in southern Jefferson County. They carry Kawasaki, Can-Am, Sea-Doo, Yamaha, and Suzuki. New riders welcome, and of course, racers welcome at CC Power Sports. Alex, another great video, hype video you could call it. This time it was some of the freshmen and, of course, Jawan Morgan, really the entire team scrimmaging. And nice to see the video end with Romeo Langford splashing a big three-pointer from the right side and then turning with a sly smile on his face as the video faded out. I'm sure that like myself and anyone else that has followed Romeo through his career, smiles weren't something that we got very often from him. We got a lot of baskets, a lot of dunks, a lot of other amazing plays, but not a lot of smiles, and it was pretty cool to see that one.
Absolutely. The basketball program, I think, has done a great job so far of putting all the information out there this summer in terms of social media. And I think overall, just giving fans a lot of excitement going into next season. And, you know, with Romeo specifically, you mentioned, I think, in the first segment that he's listed on that list for NCAA.com. So there's a lot of hype surrounding him going into the season. I think most of it's obviously warranted. And I think the other thing you take away from that video is just the amount of guys that you saw in that video capable of making plays. Jerome Hunter, Robert Fennessy, Demise Anderson, Jawan Morgan, Al Durham, Devontae Green. And I think that has a lot of Indiana fans excited for what could be a really fun year compared to last year, where they didn't really have all the options on the floor that Archie Miller probably wanted to have. He's starting to get some of his guys in there now, and it should be a fun season to look forward to. But overall, I think the IU's presence on social media this year has been great. And I think the fact that they're giving out these little videos every week is kind of keeping fans interested and engaged as the long off season moves along. It's hard to believe we're later in July, but we still got over 3 months before any games are played. So as long as this off season has been, we still got a long way to go, Matt. So anything that gets put out there at this point gives us something to talk to or watch or discuss is great. Great content.
You know, Alex, one of the things I thought about watching that video yesterday was I'm sure the players, the current players, they appreciate the coverage or the video and the excitement that they get back from fans when something like that goes online, goes on social media, because let's not kid ourselves. What they're going through right now can't all be fun. I mean, they're going through a very high level of work. And I'm not just talking about IU players. I mean, this is something that has went on, and you know, if you're going to be an elite athlete at the Division I level, not even just college basketball programs, you're going to go through some really, really strenuous work, especially in the off season, to get in shape, to keep your body conditioned, maybe to lose some weight, whatever your specific scenario is. They've got to appreciate being showcased a little bit too after lots of grueling work, one-on-one, small groups on the court, and, of course, working with Cliff Marshall in the weight room and in the sand pit and everything else he's got those young men going through.
Yeah, it's the glamour of being a high-level college athlete is when you're on national TV and, you know, when people are talking about you and you're getting retweeted on social media and all this stuff. But what a lot of people don't realize is what we see publicly is maybe, you know, 5 or 10% of what, you know, these athletes are doing. As you mentioned, in the off season, the workouts are strenuous. It's a lot of dedication. It's not like going to college as a normal student. I mean, this is almost like a full-time job for most of these kids. Sometimes it's more than a full-time job. You know, for the elite guys who hope to play professionally, they have to look at this going in, you know, to their formative years in high school and then when they get into college as a business type thing, right? Because if Romeo Langford isn't working harder than somebody else, and, you know, that could be somebody that potentially passes him up when it comes time to get drafted or things like that. So it's great, I think, for the guys to get the recognition, but I think it's important for people to take a step back sometimes and remember that the amount of work and dedication that goes into being an athlete, even at any level, you know, a Division I athlete, a Division II athlete, D3, NAIA, all of these guys are working hard to reach their goals, and I think it's a good lesson, you know, if you're around young kids or if you talk to kids, you kind of say, hey, you know, you see the stuff on YouTube, but the reason that stuff, that those guys are able to do that is because of all the work that they put in the offseason. I think that goes for anything in life, not just athletics. I mean, whatever you kind of focus your attention on and whatever you're trying to dedicate yourself to, you can reach your goals if you work hard and remain focused. And I think that's really a good point to take out of all of that.
Alex Bozich of Inside the Hall, my guest. This segment is presented by CC Power Sports. I want to get into some of the recruiting stuff that we have talked about so much this month and talk about where Archie Miller and staff were at yesterday, where some of the players will be at today and over the weekend. But before I do, we've covered this some this week, but you were there with your son, your family, for the opening of Romeo Langford Basketball Court at the new Kevin Hammersmith Memorial Park. I even got to see your son come out for a minute and take a couple shots before the scrimmage games began. And I'm sure a lot of people listening are like, well, some people probably think it's crazy they named a court after a kid that's 18 years old. I've heard that some. Other people are probably like, hey, that's pretty cool, outdoor court at a new park. I bet it's pretty nice. Maybe you can help me describe or explain how truly first class this court is for an outdoor basketball experience, and how nice it is of a, I don't want to say in remembrance, but in promotion of what Romeo did in his 4 years at New Albany as he heads off to IU.
Yeah, it was interesting. When I got there, I took a picture of the court and tweeted it out, obviously, and got, I think, almost 2,000 likes on the tweet and several hundred retweets. And the response was interesting. You had your Indiana and New Albany, Indiana basketball fans applauding it and talking about how great it was. And you had some Kentucky fans kind of mocking it. And the thing I'll say, and, you know, we've had this conversation many times about Romeo and just New Albany in general, I don't have a problem with them naming the court after him because he has been and continues to be a model citizen, a somebody that people can look up to in the community. And let's face it, I mean, he's followed high school basketball in Indiana for, you know, pretty much our whole lives, Matt, you know, going back to the 90s when we were going to New Albany games. There were some really great players in New Albany in the 90s. That, you know, I wondered myself, would another guy like Lamont Rowland ever come around? Would another Chad Hunter come around? Well, this kid, he took that up by about, you know, 20 or 30 notches. I mean, he's easily the best player to come out of this part of the state that I've ever seen. We may never see anything like this again. And so, you know, I think Saturday was great. I mean, there was a lot of small kids out there. They had a chance to you know, hopefully they're going to get a chance to enjoy a great outdoor court. I don't know how easy it's going to be to get time on there because I'm sure people are going to want to play there all the time because in terms of an outdoor court, I've never really seen anything like that in a public park. I mean, growing up in New Albany, you had community parks and a few other places, but nothing like that. I mean, that's state-of-the-art. The job that they did putting that thing together is incredible. And as far as, you know, the recognition for him, you know, he's a kid that's kind of embraced his celebrity. He's not someone I don't think that seeks out the attention, but at the same time, he realizes, and I think that's one of the best compliments you can give his parents. They've done a lot of great things with the kid, but I think they've gotten him to understand the importance of being a good person in the community. And, you know, if he can sign an autograph, if he can take a picture, if he can show up at something like that and make people feel good, he's going to do that. I think when he becomes a professional, which I think is inevitable, obviously, I think the fact that he's been brought up this way, I think it's going to lead to him doing a lot of great things, not only in Southern Indiana, but whatever NBA community he ends up in. I think he's just going to be great because these guys, once they get to that level, you know, some of them don't want to give their time. Some of them don't want to be somebody in the community that others can look up to. I think Romeo's been brought up to realize the importance of that. He's got, you know, obviously looks up to LeBron James a lot. You look at LeBron James, everyone talks about how great of a player he is, but some of the things he's done in Akron and in Ohio, to me, in terms of life and what things mean, the off-court stuff is more important than the basketball. So, you know, I don't think it's Romeo is. I think it's great that he's been recognized this way, and I think he's going to continue on his path of, you know, being a guy who's serious about basketball, getting better, and he's going to make a difference in life and kind of inspire people to be the best person they can be. So no problem with it. The people that want to, you know, mock it on social media, that's their issue, but I think it was a great day overall.
Alex Bozich, Inside the Hall, presented by CC Power Sports. Let's talk about the start of the second of three windows for coaches to be out on the road recruiting. Archie Miller was spotted out in Orange County, California at the Adidas Summer Championships. Some of the assistants were in Milwaukee watching a number of prospects there, including some younger players. And today in Grand Rapids, that's where the Indy Heat team with Trace Jackson Davis and Keon Brooks and others of interest to IU basketball for the future, and I'm sure that coaches will be there in some form or fashion tracking almost every move they make there as well. Archie spending some time yesterday. There was a photo of him in the stands, in the chairs, watching the D1 Minnesota team that has a number of prospects, at least two, that Indiana is pretty serious on.
Yeah, I watched Matthew Hurt and Zeke. I don't know how you say his last name for sure, so I don't want to mess it up. So I'll just I think it's Nananji, but they watched him, two guys that they've offered. Obviously, they've watched the Indiana Elite 2020. The thing about this evaluation period, the second one, it's probably driving coaches a little bit crazy just based on the volume of events and how spread out they were. You know, there's an event out in Pennsylvania, the Hoop Group event. There's the thing out in California that you mentioned, the Adidas. There's Grand Rapids. there's just outside of Milwaukee, there's the NY2LA Summer Jam, I believe, the AAU Super Showcase and National Championships for this week. So the frequent flyer miles, well, in Archie Miller's case, the charter plane miles are going to rack up. But a lot of these coaches are going to have to make sure they have a pretty good plan on where they're going to be, because you can waste a lot of time traveling on a week like this with things so spread out. But, overall, I think July, is for the 2019 guys, making sure that the guys that you prioritize see you at their games. And for the future classes, I think it's a good chance to maybe turn over some new rocks, find some guys who maybe you didn't know about before. I think with the 2020 guys in state, it's a great time for them to evaluate Anthony Leal, Trey Galloway, Trey Coleman, to figure out, do we want to offer any of these kids, or are we going to keep watching? What's our next move there? Because 2020 right now has been relatively quiet in terms of scholarship offers. I think Indiana's only offered a couple of kids in the whole country in 2020, so we'll be interested to see as the month moves along if any new offers from 2020 come out. But, as you mentioned, Archie was out in California yesterday watching the Adidas event. That's really no surprise. I think you'll see him pretty much all across the country this week based on how spread out it is. But looking forward to seeing what comes out of these evaluation periods. And then guys maybe start to cut some lists down and take some visits in the fall. Before you know it, Hoosier Stereo will be here late September. Maybe see some official visits and some commitments shortly thereafter.
Alex, you bring up a good point about frequent flyer miles and then saying, well, in Archie's case, private jet miles. I have to assume, and you may or may not know particulars to what I'm getting ready to ask, but I have to assume that, take the Big Ten Conference, for example, I would have to believe most, if not all, of those head coaches do have access to a private plane to really increase their abilities to get around, not just this month, but other times recruiting as well.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, I think most of the Power 5 schools, that's how it works. There may be a handful where that's not the case, where basketball isn't as big of a priority. But if you don't have access to that, you're behind a little bit, some of your competitors, because as we know, that's the far more efficient way to travel. Now, the assistant coaches, I think in a lot of cases, do fly commercial, but the head coaches, in most cases, do have access to a private plane. Now, if the assistant's with the coach, obviously they would go with them. But sometimes I think coming home from the weekend, if they're in different places, they could end up flying commercial. But, yeah, I think that's a pretty good assumption that most, if not all, the Power 5 schools, the big-time ones, have access to a private plane of some sort.
Alex Bozich, Inside the Hall, presented by CC Power Sports. He's with me every Thursday. I do want to ask you this as well. When it comes to the month of July and watching some of the younger players, I know we don't have a lot of years yet to kind of go back and watch how Archie and the coaches handle things, but do you think it's possible that after this month, after these three periods, is maybe when more scholarships go out to the 2020 guys? I think you mentioned that a little earlier, that Indiana really not offering many below that 2019 class at this point.
Yeah, I think so. I think there were more offers out last year because they had to get some guys and it was new and fresh. And, you want to make sure you get certain kids. This year, I think they're a little bit more selective. They know who they want. And then I think there's going to be the same in future classes. I think if you look at some of the elite programs around the country, they don't offer a ton of guys. And I think Indiana wants to be kind of in that group of where, if you get a scholarship offer from Indiana, that's a big deal, right? It didn't used to be that way really under Tom Crean, and that's no knock on Tom Crean. He offered a lot of kids, and you look at the Kentuckys and the Dukes, the North Carolinas of the world. They offer a handful, maybe 10 kids in a class, and they usually end up getting a decent amount of those. And whereas Indiana used to offer 30, 40 kids, I think we're going to see more of a reserve style in terms of the offers. And I kind of like that, actually, not offering the younger kids, because you look back at some of the kids that Indiana offered early under Tom Crean. I mean, there was a kid by the name of Jerron Lands, I think, that really never panned out, that they offered as like a freshman. B.J. Blackman was another one that they offered really early and never really turned into a high major prospect. And I think one thing that you do when you offer kids early, you're taking a risk in terms of what if a kid wants to commit and you offer them that early? Then you have to worry if they don't pan out, decommitting and things like that. So I think the approach here is make sure you really, really, really want a kid before you offer them. I think that's what they've done in 2019. I think that's what they're going to continue to do in future classes because, like I said, you want to make a scholarship offer from Indiana feel like it's something special, right? A kid gets a Duke offer, and they're excited. Kid gets a Kentucky offer, they're excited. But if you're offering 30 or 40 kids, that offer doesn't mean as much to every kid. So only offer the kids that you really want to get. And then, say you offer 10 or 15 per class, you get three or four of them. I think that's a pretty good percentage.
Alex Bozich, Inside the Hall, presented by CC Power Sports. You can stop into CC Power Sports with locations in Clarksville and Southern Jefferson County for parts, vehicle sales, and all servicing needs for street and off-road motorcycles, side-by-sides, ATVs, and personal watercraft. Summer is here, so visit CC Power Sports and let the fun begin. Alex, it's always great to catch up and talk some IU hoops with you. It was great to see you on Saturday at the Romeo Court opening, and we'll talk again next week.
Absolutely. I look forward to talking to you next week. Have a great rest of your day. Thank you.
All right, Alex Bozich, Inside the Hall, a great IU insider with us. And we try to have one great IU voice every day on the program. On Mondays, of course, Zach Osterman. On Tuesdays, Mike Pegram. Wednesdays, Jeff Rabjohns. Thursdays, Alex Bozich. Fridays, Jared Morris of the Assembly Call. I don't think you can get any better than those five guys who are with us each and every day talking IU basketball and more. Before we head to a commercial break and come back with New Albany football coach Steve Cooley, I do want to give a shout-out to the Jeff GRC Charlestown combined softball team. They won earlier this week, actually over the weekend, the Junior Little League Softball Division State Tournament in Indiana. They head to Chicago this weekend. We want to wish them the very best, a very talented team. We wish them the best in regional play that will take place in Chicago this weekend. Also, congratulations again to the Major League, that's 12-year-old softball division state champions from right here in Southern Indiana. Floyd Snobbs Little League won that earlier this week. They'll be playing in the Central Region coming up next week, representing the state of Indiana. And I said this earlier in the week, but the crazy thing is about that Floyd Snobbs softball team in the major division, they all are young. I think there's maybe one or two players, if that, that are actually the 12-year-old age group. They're all younger. They've got a bright future ahead of them. There's no question about it. Next week, there'll be some Little League baseball coverage. We'll be following the New Albany 10-year-old All-Stars to Fort Wayne. If they make the semifinal game on Tuesday, we'll have it live. If they make the championship game in the 10-year-old state tournament, we'll have it live from Fort Wayne on Wednesday. And on Thursday and Friday, if the New Albany 12-year-old team is still alive in the major division of Little League Baseball, that's that main division, we'll be there in Indianapolis for the semifinal on Thursday and the championship game on Friday if both teams continue to advance. Good luck to all the local teams. A lot of great baseball and softball here in the area. We'll head to a commercial break. We'll come back with New Albany football coach Steve Cooley after this on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this one for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach. You got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
We're back here on this Thursday edition of the program. You know, each Thursday we've been having on a local high school football coach because the high school football season is now just a shade over 1 month away, and we're doing all this leading up to our kickoff show at Zaxby's in New Albany coming up in early August, where all the coaches and players will join us along with some great Zaxby's food for a great two-hour special program to kick off the 2018 season of play. And we continue previewing some of the local teams today with New Albany coach Steve Cooley. Coach Cooley is beginning his second year as the head man at New Albany High School with the football program. And, Coach, before we talk about your team and what you've learned this summer about the Bulldogs on the gridiron, I think it's worth noting you guys are getting ready here in just really a few minutes to scrimmage today. Is that correct?
Yeah, we had a long day scrimmage yesterday, and then we actually have a scrimmage tonight with Silver Creek. We went to Indianapolis yesterday, so my days are off on that. But yeah, we play our last scrimmage of the summer tonight.
I know you went. I know you've went against some really top competition. I think East St. Louis was a team that you maybe just scrimmaged yesterday. They're a power Midwest nationally in high school football. What is going against some of those teams in the summer where the score doesn't matter, where there's no record kept, there's no sectional tournament or anything like that? What are you able to get out of your team and prepare for the upcoming season going against that top level, that top caliber of competition?
Well, in football, you know, sometimes you play up or down to the level of your competition. And for us, spend the day. Brownsburg is a very successful 6A program, and they hosted an event, brought in East St. Louis, Indianapolis Pike, a 6A school out of Indy that's got athletes. You know, so we got to play at a high level, you know, all day long yesterday, and it was great for our kids. You know, East St. Louis has won the 7A state championship a couple of years ago, and they were nationally ranked. And they got some players. Everybody we played had multiple Division I football players on there. And I was very proud of our kids. We came back healthy. We scored on everybody. We competed at a high level. And we got better. You know, when you play people that are better than you across the board at every position, a bigger school with big-time athletes, it makes you play at that level. It's like in wrestling. When you wrestle somebody that's a state champion that's a lot better than you, you got two choices. You lay on the mat or you get up and compete and fight against them and try to win. And that's what our kids did yesterday. And hopefully that carries over. I'm trying to make our summer tougher and harder than it will be a regular season. You know, we played Bloomington South, a top program, you know, a couple of weeks ago, went on scrimmage them for 2 hours. So we're trying to play at a high level to get us ready, which is why we picked up East Central before we play Providence, so we can play somebody, a power, you know, defending state championship team that's going to hit you in the mouth, and our kids got to respond. So you know, I'm just excited about our summer. It's going well. We've stayed healthy, and we just got to keep getting better.
New Albany coach Steve Cooley is our guest today as our preview of the 2018 high school football season continues. Coach, I sense some excitement about this New Albany team and this football program as you head into the season. That's not always been the case with Bulldog football, but I do, you know, you've got some returning guys. You've got some areas of the game where you guys should be pretty strong this year. Am I right to say that this has the makings of what could be a really solid year for New Albany football?
Yeah, Matt, this could be a solid year. We're excited. Our kids are confident. They're borderline cocky in some areas, but really they want to win. I mean, they're to the point that they want to step out there and they want to play at a high level. And if the people we're playing against aren't at that level, then we're going to roll. So we've set our sights on the sectional. And so we've got 9 weeks to prove ourselves week in, week out, to get ready to try to win that sectional and bring it back to New Albany High School. But, you know, it would take it one step at a time, one day at a time. You know, we got a lot of fundamental things we've got to keep working on and keep drilling and keep harping. You know, we got new staff on defense. We got new defense. We've got, you know, so a lot of things have changed in the last year. But for us, fundamentals don't change. We just got to keep getting better at what we're trying to get done. And the kids have embraced that. We've got a great freshman class coming in. Those kids are lights out. Got a lot of speed, got a lot of athletes, got a lot of great young men. You know, we got to get them on track academically to make sure that, you know, in 4 years they've got a chance to earn college scholarships, those types of things. So it's a process for these young kids. But I'm excited about the youth of New Albany and what we've got coming down the road.
We're talking about New Albany football, coach, with head coach Steve Cooley today here on the Hoosier Report. There's probably other names, so feel free to jump in, but I want to ask you specifically about two key returning players for your football program. One is Dylan Clark, quarterback. The second is receiver Devin Gummer. How have they looked this summer?
They've been solid. They have. I mean, I think I didn't tally the stats from this. Dylan had a great day yesterday throwing the ball. We had a couple of young quarterbacks that had a great day throwing the ball, so too, as well. With the JV group, we have two freshman quarterbacks that are pretty solid right now. But Dylan's been a leader. He'll be a four-year starter. He makes us go. He's taken really worked hard at the little things here this offseason, this summer. So, you know, at the beginning of the summer, he graded out about 60%. Last night, he graded out about 89 and something. So a lot of the little things that he wasn't doing, that makes us better he's doing now in the decision-making process. So he's going to play at that higher level for us this year. And Devin Gunners, you know, he had a great day yesterday. It didn't matter who was playing him at corner, whether it was East St. Louis, Indianapolis Pike. You know, he did what he did. And, you know, he scored when he wanted to, when we needed to get him the ball. And he helped us move the chain. So he's going to be a threat in our conference in our regular season schedule this year, as he has been last year and some as a sophomore. But, you know, we've got a surrounding group of kids. Our offensive line has improved tremendously this summer. Coach Fields has done a great job developing them. We got three great running backs in Opal and Brown and Detroit Payton. So we've got kind of a three-headed monster back there. So we're going to run the football, but we do have some other really good skilled kids on the outside. But I like our defense. Our defense is lined up and played hard yesterday. And we've just got to keep getting better at the little things. You know, they've embraced the new staff and the new package. But I think our defense, that's what we got to do. We've got to get off the field for us to score more points. So as our defense gets better as this year goes, so will our offense and so will our team in victory. So our kicking game should be solid. Noah Litzelswope is back. You know, he can put in the end zone for us every time on kickoff, which that's a huge weapon. And but our focus is on defense and, you know, stopping people this year.
Obviously, Coach, the opener in your schedule, August 17th, a game at Providence. But before that, you will scrimmage East Central, who you mentioned as a defending state champion. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, we haven't had a scrimmage here the last 3 or 4 years at New Albany, I guess. We're one of the few schools in the state of Indiana that didn't hit anybody live with officials going into game one. But we've been trying to pick somebody up. And, you know, they had been scrimmaging Carmel, and they had just won the state championship this past year, and their head coach went to Noblesville, job opened. And so we called back and said, hey, we want to play you. Will you play us? And we're going there. And so, you know, they're a power running team that's very physical. If you watch the state championship game, you know, 4A state champs with like 18 starters coming back. So it'll be a good test for us. And we're excited about that challenge to get us ready. Because if we can play with them, that'll help us play the, you know, some of the power toss of Providence and what Gleason was doing at Floyd. It'll do it, Jeff. I mean, it'll get us ready for our season.
Steve Cooley, New Albany football coach, is my guest here on the program today. What do you see for Southern Indiana football as a whole this year, Coach?
Well, it's going to be exciting. I mean, you've got new faces. You got a new guy at Floyd Central. You got Brian at Jeff. I mean, you've got some, you know. But, you know, East will be the team to beat in Southern Indiana. And until somebody beats them, I mean, they're going to be the top dog. So, you know, you've got to set your sights on doing whatever you got to do to beat Columbus East, you know, to knock them down a little. But, I mean, it's going to be hard. It's going to be, we were one of the few teams to put up 30-some points on them last year, but we gave up 77. So, you know, we've got to get off the field against, you know, they're a top team. But, you know, you got to play in all facets of the game. That's why football is the greatest team game. You just can't be a great offense. You got to have a great defense. I mean, you've got to put it all together, kicking game, offense, defense. But I think Southern Indiana football is going to be exciting. You know, Providence has some good players coming back. They got a great tailback coming back. You know, he's been beat up some this summer, but you know, it's one of those things that, you know, there'll be some points scored, I think, in Southern Indiana.
Steve Cooley, New Albany football coach, is with me. You know, whenever I talk, and so far we've had you and Coach Gleason on from the Hoosier Hills Conference as far as local teams go, but whenever I talk to you guys in the conference, rightfully so, Columbus East always gets a mention, and of course they're about an hour and a half or so from our immediate area here. When you look as a coach, and Coach Cooley, you've obviously been in the game now 24 years as a head football coach in the state of Indiana. You've been up north, you've been down here, a couple different places. When you look at a program like Columbus East, what are one or two things, two or three things, I don't even know if you can narrow it down that much, that stand out as how they year in and year out produce the type of players and teams that they do? It's really amazing.
Well, it is. Bob does a good job. He does a great job, actually. He's got a phenomenal coaching staff. He's got former head coaches on his staff. He lets them coach. He's got a phenomenal weight program, and the kids believe in what they're doing, and they have a lot of success. So for that, and it's all the way down. It's the feeder system. It's the middle school. It's the youth league, the freshman football program. I mean, they're good at all levels all the way down. And he does a good job of recruiting those kids because Columbus has open enrollment in some areas there. And if those kids want to go to either North or East, and North is a good program too. Coach Bluss does a good job. So football is important in Columbus right now, more so than it has been in previous years, the last 10 years, I would say. And that's a credit to Coach Bluss and Coach Gaddis as far as the type of programs they've built, is they've made football important there. And that's one of the things we're trying to do with our youth league in New Albany. You know, we love basketball. Basketball is important. Baseball is important. But we want to get kids excited about football also. The kids can play football and do these other things as well.
Steve Cooley, head coach at New Albany, entering his second year. The Bulldogs kick off officially on August 17th at Providence. That's always a great rivalry game. I was talking with our station owner earlier. That'll obviously be one of our big focus games on the first Friday night of Kentuckiana Football Fridays here on the Big X Sports Radio. Coach, you mentioned a scrimmage tonight at Silver Creek, or against Silver Creek. Is that open to fans that are hungry for some football? Tell us about that.
Yeah, it'll be at 6 o'clock at our place until, you know, we get done. Coach Dabble and I have a good relationship, and we'll just try to work it. We'll probably go to about 7:15, 7:30, play a lot of kids, get a lot of water breaks, that type of thing. So it looks like the weather will hold off on us tonight, so based on the heat index and stuff. So weather, we were going to start at 7, but we moved it up to 6 based upon the heat. So looks like we got good weather, but, yeah, it's open. Anybody want to come out and watch 6 o'clock, come watch the Bulldogs.
Absolutely. Coach Cooley, thanks so much for some time out. We'll see you in early August at Zaxby's to officially kick off the season with our kickoff show, and it's always great to talk New Albany football with you.
Thank you. We'll be there.
All right, Steve Cooley, head coach of New Albany football. Again, each Thursday we'll have a different local coach on the program leading up to Wednesday, August 8th. That'll be the Southern Indiana High School football kickoff show at Zaxby's location in New Albany. We'll continue to remind you about that here over the next couple weeks. And the football season, we're about a month away, under a month away from scrimmage games, and just over a month, away from the start of the regular season. Don't forget, we'll have Kentuckiana Football Fridays with Matt Dennison here each Friday. All kinds of coverage coming your way. We'll be making some announcements about that soon as well. Thanks for being with us today. That's going to wrap up a Thursday show. I'll return on Friday. Jared Morris of the Assembly Call will be with me. Also joining me, Kyle Nedenrip of the Indianapolis Star and more. Don't forget to podcast the show at soundcloud.com/Hoosier Report. Again, soundcloud.com/Hoosier Report. You can also look us up in the Apple Podcast Store. It's a free download, and you can never miss a segment or a show of the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Thanks for being with us today. Until tomorrow, Matt Dennison saying, have a great day, everybody.